Well, I decided to start a continuing story from a book that Josiah and I just recently finished, which is a book that with my older kids, we've read through at least twice because it's such a good and wonderful story of how God worked through a man. It's called, the title of the book is 5 Foot Two Giant, a little man named Louis Pasbois. And he was born in the late 1800s in France. And he was quite the mischievous character when he was a little boy. And when he was around 12 or 13, he and his friends were going about town. And, you know, it was like, oh, there's nothing interesting here in town. There's nothing to do. But one of them said, I think the circus is coming to town. Because I saw over there on the corner of such and such and such and such, they're setting up a big white tent. And so, of course, in their minds, that's what would be coming in is a circus if you're setting up a big white tent. And so they went and they walked over there and there was a gentleman there and they said, well, where's the elephants and where's the clowns and where's all these things? He said, oh, no, this isn't a circus. We are going to be having some religious meetings, and we'd like you to come and invite your family. And the boys, they walked away from that, and they're like, ugh, that doesn't sound like any good. And you know what? You know what we should do, Louis said? Tonight, let's show up, but let's bring some rotten tomatoes and other kinds of things, and let's have some fun, and let's throw them at the tent and the speaker and things, and that'll be just a grand old time. And so that's what they did that evening, but the pastor and everything, they just kind of ignored the boys and just kept on, and they had their meeting. Well, the next night, the boys showed up again, and one of the boys looked inside, and he said, hey, Louie, isn't that your two sisters in there? And Louis looked, oh, of course, yes, there's my sisters. What are they doing there? And so then that night, the boys caused a ruckus like they had the night before. And then Louis, he marched home to his father afterwards, and he told him about what Augustine and Hermione were doing, going to that meeting. And Dad said, well, you know what? Tomorrow night, we're going to join them. We're going to see what they have to say. And so Louis had to be drug in front of all of his friends and sit down and listen to this guy speak. And everything was going well and good until the pastor told everyone that the seventh day is the Sabbath. And Father, to him, that was just the most heretical thing that anyone could say, because especially back then, there was a lot of anti-Semitism in France. And so they didn't want to be thought of as a Jew, and that would bring just all kinds of trouble to the family. And so Father said, nope. But the sisters, Augustine and Hermione, they believed it, that that's what the Bible said. And so they both decided to start keeping the Sabbath. And so now Louis had an ally in being mischievous and doing things. And Father allowed him to just kind of torment his sisters, just to try to get them to stop this silly Sabbath nonsense. And so that's what he did. And one day, after it had been raining and raining and raining and raining for days, Augustine and Hermione looked outside, and the sun was shining. And they said, quick, let's do the laundry, and let's get it out on the line. The only problem was it was a Sunday, and nobody did their washing and put things out on the line on Sunday. And so they did, and so Louis, he went, Father, they're out there, and they're just, everybody's going to know that they're, you know, doing things on Sunday that they shouldn't. And Louis said, maybe I should just take them all down and throw them on the ground. And Father was joking, but Louis didn't know he was joking when he said, better yet, maybe take some kerosene and burn them up. And Louis went out and did that. He set all the clothing on the line on fire. He doused them in kerosene and set them on fire. And that caused a bit of a ruckus. And then all the people that were keeping Sunday had to go to work to help put out the fire. But this just kept going on and on and on. But in the meantime, his sisters had gotten the they just brand new were translating the Signs of the Times magazine into French. And so what they would do is they would leave the magazine in different parts of the house, and then when Father and Louis didn't think they were looking or they were gone somewhere, they would take those magazines and they would read them. And, you know, a lot of that stuff was kind of making sense. But they would shut them back up and they would, you know, put them back where they found them. Except for they didn't know that the sisters would, like, take a little string or have it positioned in just an exact way. So they knew that Louis and Father were looking at those things. But they still were being stubborn and didn't want to embrace what the Bible said. Until for Louis, he was, it was summertime, it was really hot, and he and his friend decided to go swimming, but the only problem was, is it was hot and humid and a thunderstorm was coming. And as they were continued, even though it started getting stormy, started to continue to the pond, and the thunder and the lightning came, and the puddle that Louis was standing in got struck by lightning. And so he got electrocuted by the lightning, and they got him, and they took him home. And it was very touch and go. The doctor said, I don't think he's going to make it. But as he was lying on that bed, all he could do was think. And so he started to think about how terrible he'd been to his sisters, and thinking about the things that he had read in the Signs of the Times magazine. And so he said a little prayer, and he said, "Lord, if you save my life, I will serve you for the rest of mine." And so he laid there, and then he started to feel better. And God did do a miraculous healing for him, and he kept that promise. And I said it's continuing, so the next time I tell a children's story, we'll find out some of the experience that he had with God working through his life. And at the very, very end of his father kicked him out of the house when he told his father that he was going to start keeping the Sabbath. And so he was kicked out for several years, and his father, he got sick and was on his deathbed, and he called for Louis to come back home, and he apologized to him, and he knew that he had been fighting the Holy Spirit and that he had decided to follow God. And he did die on his deathbed, but he did make that decision to follow Christ.